Howard County mother of two boys. My son Noah is 13, and thank you. Okay. Noah almost didn't make it past his 12th birthday. On January 26th, he posted a suicide threat on his Instagram account, and along with it, a very graphic picture of his arm all cut up. The date of his intended suicide was his 13th birthday, February 8th. And he had been a victim of bullying for the past almost 2 years. So we went and got him into the hospital, and Noah and I spent a very long night in the emergency room. That night was the loneliest, most terrifying night of my life. And while Noah was finally sleeping that night, I just thought about why he put that proverbial cry for help on Instagram for his peers to see it. And it struck me that that was his scream to those kids, hey, I'm in pain, look at me. Stop hurting me, I'm here. And how lonely he was feeling. And I knew he was going, we had had him in therapy for a long time dealing with this, and he was going to have his mental health assessed and addressed, and he was going to be safe, but how could I address how lonely and how hurt he was by all of this? And this idea came to me to post on Facebook to my friends and family to send him letters of encouragement, asking them to tell him that it gets better. Everyone's been through things like this. And I created a post office, set up a post office box and created a Facebook page called Letters for Noah. And I had this crazy idea in my head that by his 13th birthday, he would get maybe 100 letters. So we got Noah into the hospital, and his bullying began about a year and a half back from January, the summer before sixth grade. It started over Xbox Live, of all things. One boy just decided he didn't like Noah. No reason in particular. His mother and I tried to work it out. He just said, I don't like him. I don't want to play with him. They can play in parties over Xbox Live, and this boy kept blocking him from parties. They all had mutual friends, and this boy just did not get that this was a community. You could mute Noah. Other boys said, well, if he doesn't like him, then I don't like him either. And it just escalated and escalated over the summer, and it turned into name-calling and harassment. And they were leaving threats and harassing messages in his inbox and text messages. And then sixth grade started, and you had all of these kids coming together in a new school trying to figure out where they all fit in. And again, Noah had mutual friends with all of these kids. And my child, this is the boy who had always made friends in the grocery store line. He would come home with phone numbers from the lobby at the doctor's office. He never had trouble making friends before. He was always bright and outgoing. And now his friends that he had known since kindergarten were turning on him because of this. And it just continued over Xbox, got worse at school, and I was seeing him becoming more and more isolated and retreating into himself. His grades were starting to slip. My gifted and talented student, who was always so confident in himself. We would go to baseball games, and when the kids would cheer each other on when they were up at bat, they would stop cheering when it was Noah's turn. I would see some of the kids start to cheer, and someone else would go like that. And it was like a knife in my gut. Come on, guys, cheer for Noah. It just was heartbreaking. By the time spring rolled around, we pulled him out of school for full time and did home and hospital tutoring, and that gave him some relief. And he started to do better, but by the time summer rolled around, he the damage was done. He didn't reach out to his friends. His friends didn't reach out to him. The depression had hit. Seventh grade started, and he was sitting by himself at lunch. The school wasn't helping. The parents didn't want to help. They didn't want to hear it. Karen, kids will be kids. Boys will be boys. Noah needs to toughen up. He's harassing our kids. He's not being bullied. He's bothering them. No one wanted to help. Around November, he asked me for his Instagram account. I had never allowed him to have social media before. So cautiously, I said, okay. To me, Instagram is editing your photos, but I said, I will stalk you ruthlessly. You can have Instagram. And then Thanksgiving, he posted his first picture of him cutting his arm. And a month later, or 2 months later, the suicide threat, which brings me back around to the letters for Noah. Right there is a box of letters. I'll pull it over. It's one box of letters that he's received from around the world. I posted this page on Facebook January 28th, and I was not prepared for what would happen. Like I said, I was hoping for 100 letters from my friends and family. Well, my friends and family are pretty awesome. They shared it. And I'm really glad I set up a post office box and didn't share my address. Within 24 hours, it was viral. We had thousands of people liking it on Facebook. And within 48 hours, I went over to the post office, and we had mail from the tri-state area. I remember I couldn't sleep anyway, so I was online with my friends, and we were watching the numbers just go up and up on the Facebook page, and we were going, who are these people? This is amazing. 3 days later, Parenting Magazine was blogging about it. By the end of the week, we had 12,000 people liking the page, sending messages from Israel and Malaysia and the UK and Australia, and letters just coming from all over the world. And at first, we couldn't tell Noah about it because he was in the angry get me out of the hospital phase. But then we finally brought him a few letters. Not a lot, because the hospital screened what we brought. And he was like, what did you do? But I knew my child, and I knew he would be okay with me sharing his story because that's who he is. And some people came down on me for going public with his story about mental illness and the bullying, but I don't want him to ever be ashamed of what he's going through. And I hate that there are stigmas with mental illness, because one thing that we want people to understand is that you should never be ashamed. And through all of this, we want people to learn that there needs to be more compassion and more empathy. And that has been sorely lacking. And after the last couple of years that we've had, I really was starting to hate people. When he came home from the hospital and he saw the mail just overflowing our kitchen into our living room, he was amazed. And when that 13th birthday rolled around, we took everything and dumped it over his head. It was made a great picture. So he's doing a lot better. And the bullying has gotten a little better, not completely gone. He's at a new school. His depression has lifted, but we still have struggles. But the best part of all of this is, like I said, it's really restored our faith in humanity, and it showed us that empathy does still exist, and there is still compassion in this world.